and now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk contains a number of materials concerning Righteous Among the Nations. This honorary title is given to the people of different nations who rescued Jews during the Second World War from 1939 to 1945. The procedure is monitored by Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, a special committee established at the Holocaust Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Authority. Among the materials at Tkuma is the tremendous heroic story of Lydia Kotlarevska, who rescued Jews during the Nazi occupation of Dnipropetrovsk. Lydia Kotlarevska had been involved in an underground organization and had worked as a nurse in German hospital. She carried out her underground activity jointly with Boris Sondak, a Ukrainian Jew who she hid in her flat. Sondak was responsible for blowing up a bridge on the Dnipro River to halt the progress of the Nazis. In 1942, he and his comrades were arrested and executed. During the Dnipropetrovsk occupation, she also sheltered a Jewish family, Tatiana Rabovskaya, and her sons Viktor and Nikolai. The older son cared for his younger brother and Lydia's young daughter, Alexandra. In November 2002, Yad Vashem notified Lydia Kotlarevska that she had received the honorary title of Righteous Among the Nations for helping the Jewish nation during the Second World War. Delivering the documents to the Future Holocaust History Museum, Lydia Kotlarevska revealed a family history of saving Jews. In 1912, her grandparents, Emilian and Tatiana Khodosenko, rescued a Jewish family, the Lakins, from pogroms that were happening in Yekaterinoslav. She said, "In 1912, my grandparents lived on Targovaya Street in the same neighborhood as a large Jewish family by the name of Lakins. When the pogroms began, Sara Lakina rushed into my grandmother's house and begged for shelter for her family. My grandmother hid them in the cellar located under the kitchen. The Lakins family hid in the Khodosenko house until the pogroms ended and the Black Hundreds left the streets." The Black Hundreds was an early 20th century ultra-nationalist movement in Russia, noted for extreme Russocentric doctrines, xenophobia, antisemitism, and incitement to pogroms. The story didn't end there. Lydia continued. "In December of 1941, an old man came to our house on Karl Marx Street. He was scared and trembling. When I gave him a cup of tea, he broke down crying. He said to my mother in a low voice, 'Yelichka, your mother rescued my family when the Black Hundreds were committing pogroms. The day before, police officers took away our documents and forbade us to go out.'" Lydia clearly recalls this visit. Unfortunately, nobody knows what happened to the man and his family. Since she was living in occupied territory during the Second World War, Lydia Kotlarevska set the task to rescue people and did her best to fulfill it, but she suffered irreplaceable losses, which will not be forgotten till the end of her life. Her husband, Alexander Kotlarevsky, was killed early in the war. Her father-in-law, Andrei Varivsky, who had participated in an underground city organization, was hung by Nazis. Her mother, Elena, was tortured by the Gestapo when the Nazis learned what Lydia was doing. After being tortured, she was thrown into a ditch, but survived. Lydia's school friend, Esfir Patkina, was gunned down together with her parents during a mass killing of Jews on October the 13th and 14th, 1941, in the Botanical Garden. The same place, her brother in underground, Boris Sondak, was later exterminated. In spite of her horrible experience, Lydia Kotlarevska does not bury her bitter memories. She keeps them alive to honor those who survived as well as those who perished. You can find a photo of Lydia along with this brief biography at the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies website, www.tkuma.dp.ua faina.org/en. This is Volodymyr Volkov at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Thanks, Volodya. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.